Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation, and when you suggest it to your husband, he says,
"Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. Got a headache and a kind of ache all over."
Well, now, look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid, a relief-giving liquid your system can use easily and naturally. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
It's a nice, warm spring afternoon, and out on the front steps at 79 Wistful Vista sits a friendly old philosopher and his next-door neighbor discussing, of all things, women.
And, of course, you young married fellows, Les, you've got to learn about how to handle a wife.
Oh, that's for sure, Mr. McGee. Yes, sir.
You see, handling a wife is kind of like playing a good game of checkers. You got to figure out their moves before they make them and always keep one jump ahead.
Say, that's pretty good advice, all right. Yep. I never was much of a checker player, though.
Well, you might say that having a wife is kind of like having electricity in your house. Makes life easy and it does most of the work for you, but if you don't handle it right, you can really get jolted.
By golly, that's a very interesting way to look at it.
Yep.
Of course, Sally and me, we get along just fine. We have us a little argument now and then, but we work it out.
That's the way to do it.
Like a couple of years ago, right after we were married, we had kind of a discussion about me going out to play poker with some of the fellers one night.
Didn't want you to go, huh?
No. But, well, sir, I went anyhow.
That's every now and then you got to be firm. That's the way to do it. What'd she say, anything?
No. No, it was after midnight when I got home, and Sally didn't say a word.
You see?
She wasn't even there.
Huh?
Left me a note that says, "Don't wait up for me, Lester. I may be late." I tell you, it like to scared the daylights out of me.
Well, of course, sometimes.
It turned out that she went to a late movie with her mother, and we got things worked out so that wouldn't happen again.
Good.
But, you know, I still kind of miss those poker games sometimes.
Well, when you've been married as long as I have, Les, you learn all angles. You learn how to see trouble coming and you head it off before it happens.
By golly, I wish you'd been with me a while ago when I got home from work to help me head off something.
Why, what happened?
Spring house cleaning.
Hmm?
Don't make any plans for Saturday, Sally says. Gonna do our spring cleaning Saturday and I need you. I hate that job.
My gosh, spring cleaning. Is it time for that already?
Well, it is in my house. I don't know about your house, but Sally,
look,
she...
When one does it, they all do it, Les. The minute one woman on this block starts washing woodwork and cleaning out closets, every woman on the block will start. But this time, boy, I'm ready for 'em.
Ready for 'em?
I'm going to show you what I mean by always keeping a jump ahead, Les.
Oh? What have you in mind?
Let me get my wallet out here. I've been saving something here. Way last fall, I read an item in the paper and I cut it out because I knew. Ah, here we are. I'll read it to you.
Good.
Back east someplace the item's from. And it's headed, "Housewives Get Together." A group of women in this area, it says, have come up with a novel plan to make their annual house cleaning easier.
Uh-huh.
Led by Mrs. So-and-so, the girls have grouped together and all do their cleaning as a team. It says they enjoy working together with much gossip and frequent coffee breaks and find the job takes much less time that way.
Say, that sounds like a fine idea.
Right. Come on in the house with me, boy. I'll show you how a smart husband works. Because if I can get Molly to organize a co-op deal like this with Sally and Mabel Toops and a few more, you and me and Mort Toops won't have to do a dad rather thing.
Well, say now, I think that might be a fine idea, dearie.
Yep.
I don't know what Mabel Toops and the other girls will think about it, but...
They'll love it, Molly. You gals always have fun together.
How about that, Lester? Isn't that nice?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, he sure is sharp. He sure is smart.
Sweet, Les.
Yeah, yeah. He sure is sweet, Ms. McGee. I bet you Sally would like to get in on a deal like that with you ladies. All of you working together... Wouldn't take long at all, I bet.
Sure it wouldn't. Why, when those gals get together, they're efficient, boy.
Sure. A lot more efficient than a bunch of clumsy fellers like you and me, you know, getting in the way and breaking things.
Don't overplay it, Les. Let it lay.
I'll go next door and talk to your Sally right now, Lester.
Good.
Then I'll go see what Mabel Toops thinks of the idea. I think it'll be fun. We'll make a pot of coffee and whose ever house we're working in at lunchtime.
Well, yeah, you get the girls all lined up, kiddo. That's a swell idea. Well, you see, Les, that's the way you do it, boy.
By golly, Mr. McGee, you are a real genius.
Well, you got to know the angles, Les. All of them. You got to be thinking ahead every minute, boy.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert, energetic, as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Yeah, well, Molly's over Toops' house now, getting Mabel Toops lined up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sally, she thought it was a fine idea. In fact, she already told me to plan on going downtown or something Saturday so as I keep out of the way. Just what I wanted.
So thanks to me, Wally, a lot of husbands are going to get out of this spring house cleaning mess this year.
Good for them. I wish my big old wife would...
Hold it, Wimp. Come in.
Oh, Dr. Gamble.
Well, well, if it ain't Wistful Vista's answer to Jack the Ripper. Hi, Butcher Boy.
Hello, Pasty Puss. Hi, Wally. Les.
How are you,
hello,
Doctor?
Hello, Doctor.
Where's your keeper, Sonny? Did she finally get fed up and run away from home?
Nope.
I wish mine would.
She's over Toops' fatso, putting through a little plan of mine for me and Les and Mort Toops to get out of the spring cleaning chores this year.
Oh, that. Well, the spring cleaning season opened with a bang in my neighborhood last week. The bang was Mrs. Clatterhatch falling off a stepladder.
Yeah?
Landed right smack on the seat of a divan.
Did she break anything, Doctor?
Not a thing, Les. Didn't even break a precedent, as a matter of fact. She takes a fall like that every year. Say, I gotta run along, McGee. I just stopped by to see if you're going to bowl tonight.
Sure, Doc, I'll be there, but sit down. What's your hurry?
Well, I have to get back to the office. They're bringing Senator Gleep in this afternoon to see if I can do anything for him.
Senator Gleep?
Do you mean the one they call Old Promised Them Everything Gleep? The Southside Blabbermouth? That creep? I mean, that Gleep?
Who else?
What happened to him, Doc?
Oh, it seems they left him alone with some newspaper men this morning, and he gave out an interview and wound up getting his foot stuck in his mouth again.
Well, that's old Gleep's usual position, Doc, but what do they expect you to do about it?
Well, his campaign manager wants me to wire the senator's jaws shut till after the election. I don't think he'll hold his mouth still long enough to get a wire around it. I'll let you know how it turns out, fellas.
Oh, you're just making that up.
Wait, Doctor. You can give me a lift home. See you later, fellas. Bye.
So long.
I guess maybe I better get home too, Mr. McGee, but Say, I sure do want to thank you for getting me off the hook on that spring cleaning deal. Oh, I hate that job.
Ah, so do I, boy. That's why I put the old brain cells to work on it and came up with the answer.
You're just thinking every minute, aren't you?
You betcha. When you're a husband, boy, you gotta. Anytime you run into a problem like that in your home life, Les, you just drop over to me and ask me, because I'm the type...
Oh, McGee, I'm home. Well, I got the girls all lined up for our spring cleaning day. Oh, hello, Lester.
Howdy, Miss McGee. I'm just leaving, though, so goodbye.
Bye, Lester.
So long, Les. Well, hi, kiddo. Everything all set,
huh? Well, the girls loved your idea.
Good.
Sally Nelson and Mabel and Monica Miller and I are going to clean our four houses together.
Oh, you'll love that, kid. Yeah. It'll be a real picnic. I'll get Les and the other guys together and keep them down at the Elks Club or someplace out of the way while you women get...
Good, wonderful. Mm-hmm. The girls want to start here at our house tomorrow morning. We ought to be through here by noon, and I'll fix lunch for us, and then we'll go to Sally Nelson's.
What you looking at?
This woodwork around the window here, back of the drapes.
Huh?
I didn't realize it was so soiled.
Oh, well, that's what you do spring cleaning for, kiddo. If it wasn't dirty, you wouldn't have to clean house.
My goodness, I didn't realize it was this dirty. Oh, and the wall around the heat register here. Well, dear.
Well, naturally, that gets kind of smudgy.
Look, McGee, I'll get some cold cuts out and throw some supper on the table. You run down in the basement and get the scrub bucket, soap powder, and a sponge. Huh?
Wait a minute. If you girls are going to clean here tomorrow, you don't need that stuff tonight.
You don't think I'm going to let Mabel Toops and Monica and Sally Nelson see my house looking like this, do you? They'll think I'm the worst housekeeper. Oh, heavenly days, I clean forgot that hall closet.
Oh, but Molly,
Now you get to work on the closet, and I'll wash the woodwork.
Huh?
And then you can run upstairs and pull all the beds apart and dust those springs.
But the springs?
I'll mop the kitchen, and you can brush down the living room walls and run the vacuum. If those girls see my house looking like this, have we got work to do.
Oh, sure.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
March, you know, is the month that ushers in spring. But as you well know, it's also a month for colds. So take a tip from me, ladies, and take time to buy some Alka-Seltzer to relieve the discomforts of a cold. Then, if you or someone in your family should catch cold, remember, take Alka-Seltzer for relief and take care of yourself. It helps you feel better while you're getting better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer does quite a job for you. It relieves the headache and the feverish feeling and the muscular aches and pains that make a cold so uncomfortable. And if your throat feels raspy and irritated, you can do this. Dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use it as a pleasant, soothing gargle. You'll find it really helps. So remember, won't you, when you want dependable relief for cold discomforts, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, McGee.
I got the hall closet straightened out, and the Venetian blinds are all dusted. I wiped out the insides of all the heat registers. Can I go to bed? It's midnight.
Well, I guess we'd better.
Yeah.
Oh, my cupboards are straight, and I ran the vacuum and wiped down all the walls. Oh, am I beat.
I'll tell you one thing. By George, when those gals come over here tomorrow to help you do your spring cleaning, they better not track any dust in this house. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble is Arthur Q. Bryan, and Les Nelson is Robert Eastman. Be with us again, won't you? We'll try to amuse you. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.